IQ mold.
The rest of it, I may be in a bad spot here. Good morning, still morning. How you doing?
KF4NXY, you got it.
Yeah, KF4NXY, N4IQ. Roger, got you. A little bit of noise, but your Q5 copy right then. Over.
I'm kind of behind the building here. Waiting in the drive through, pick up some medicine at the CVS.
Waiting in the car here, XYL1, and the popping pizza. Maybe waiting a little bit here. I just got out of the doctor's office. Hi, doctor. Nice temperature out here. I got the windows down. It's very pleasant.
I think we're probably both popping in and out the repeater. I figure I am. I'm right behind this drive-thru and it's my turn, so I'm going to go on through it. KF4NXY, have a good day.
Okay, well, what was your name? Okay, David, this is Bill. All right, I'll catch you a little bit later. Our next stop is CVS in Simpsonville. That's where I'm located right now. Simpsonville is not a good location for this repeater. All right, 73 is N4IQ.
N4IQ, K4RM Mobile. Hey, Bill.
Good to hear you. You must be on your lunch break or away from the office anyway.
My lunch break and I'm headed to get an allergy shot. Don't have it. Just a second. Just wanted to speak and say hey.
I appreciate the shout, and I used to get those shots as well. Anyway, I guess you sent an email to my avatar yesterday.
After you told me what you did, I went back and looked at the email that I received more closely, and it clearly was not from you, even though it purported to be from you. So I should have checked that before I even opened it up.
I tell you what, if you want to get hacked, get on Facebook. I never did use it very much, but I used to use it because the animal care, the shelter, coordinated a lot of their events on it, and that's why I was on it. They sent emails out, but I never did like it just for chit-chatting. But that's what happened. It seems like it just will never go away.
Email address that the email came from was from the country of Mexico. So what does that tell you?
Me, that's for sure. Was half the email in Spanish?
Yes, but it had a Mexico email address, so I don't know what the deal was. But anyway, I forget the tagline on it, but it was kind of a catchy phrase, and I thought it might have been something you were sending me, and so that's why I opened it up. So I opened it up on my phone, not on my laptop, so I hope I didn't get a virus on my phone.
You're just looking to scam you, get information from you, usually. Well, you know, I bet you at least once a month, I get a email from N4XL, you know, Kevin, and of course it's not from him, and this has been going on for a couple of years. I mean, I tell you, once they start using your information and everything for scamming, it goes everywhere. It must be in a pool somewhere. They go on the internet and just get it. But I get them all. Matter of fact, this week, I got two supposedly emails from Kevin. As soon as I get them, I don't even open them. I just delete them.
Makes sense. There's no telling how many emails from you, purportedly from you, have been sent out, but no way to know. Anyway, I just arrived at the allergy doctor. I got to run in. Good to hear you. Say hello to Elaine. Hope things are going well, and we'll talk soon. K4RM, I'll be clear with N4IQ.
I got a phone call about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, from a fellow I used to work with at Greenville Tech, and he was in Washington, D.C. on a, he's part of the reserves. And he was letting me know that he got something, asking for information, crap. It just amazed me. He's N4IQ.